الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained a basic and important principle, that is, the enmity of any person should not deter you from fulfilling his rights, and the love of any person should also not make you do things for him which he does not deserve. In other words, the principle is not connection with who, whether we got enmity with somebody or we got love for somebody, but the basic thing is to see the principle, who is right, favor the person and give that person who is right his rights, and the person who is wrong, that even if he is your dear person, but then that must be corrected in that way. So further now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala, opposite to that, where you made the wrong principles, Allah says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, or آپس میں مدد کرو نیک کام اور پرہیزگاری پر. Help one another. The principle should be to help one another on birr and taqwa. Birr, all righteous deeds. Taqwa, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So now the principles are explained, how that the previous ayat was, how to avoid enmity and how to achieve a proper healthy society based on the correct principles. And this ayat now encourages that all goodness must be, we must help one another on that. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, or madad na karo guna par aur zulm par, and do not aid one another on any matters of guna or any matters in the transgression of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in this ayat, all the Muslims are addressed, وَتَعَاوَنُوا, that help one another. All the Muslims are addressed, that in all good deeds we should help one another, and we should spread the good deeds, and whatever bad is wrong, what anything wrong that is taking place, that we should help one another and stop the wrong. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, do not encourage and help one another on ism, on sins, and the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and also not on udwan, on any kind of zulm. So any type of thing that is happening wrong, wherever it may be happening, in whichever way it must be happening, we must stop that in whichever way we can. And whatever good is happening, and where the laws of Allah Ta'ala are being fulfilled, where people are in the obedience of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, we should aid those people. And we should not aid those people who are doing any, whoever it might be, no matter what position they have or who they are, and whatever they are promoting, anything which is against Sharia, anything in which there is what is called istihza bid-deen, making a joke and mockery out of deen in any way. We should be very careful, and we ourselves must prevent ourselves from such things, and prevent others also. And where istighfaf of deen, that is where deeni matters are taken as light-hearted, that is there we feel that we shouldn't stress the small stuff, that is they're just like small things. No, as far as deen is concerned, even minor things are very important and very major, and therefore they should, whether it's a sunnat or a mustahab or any small nafal also, it must not be taken as lightly. When one person met one Ali, and in a discussion, he said that, but that is only sunnah. So the Alim told him, what you are saying is correct, it is only a sunnah. But the tone that you are saying in that, so sunnah is not important, that is kufr. To even disregard any sunnah or mustahab or anything, to just regard it as lightly, as not as important, that is very, very dangerous. So we should be very careful. Oh, it's a matter of our iman, and it is a matter of our akhirah, not just this temporary dunya's life, which is very inferior and very short-lived, but it is a matter of our eternal life, of the akhirah, of the qabr, for how long, and then on the day of qiyamah, and then after that, as mashallah, it was read in Fajr namaz, the wonderful enjoyments and that wonderful life of Jannah, if that is forever. And may Allah save us from the opposite, all the azab and all the terrible consequences in Jahannam. May Allah save us and the whole ummah from all that. For that is the, now is the time for us to see how much we can contribute and do in the do things in the right way. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.